Hello, everybody. Hello. How are you?
Yes, good.
All right. Well, guess what? Do you know that you can manage your classroom? You can manage your classroom. Yes. You are all in this workshop because you signed up for it because you have a deficit in that area, right? Your students are not doing what they're supposed to, and you're leaving the job every day so tired. But guess what? Teachers are heroes, and they deserve double honor.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'm here to let you know that you can manage your classroom. You really can. Do you know you can manage your classroom? Do you think you can manage your classroom? What do you believe? It's all about what you believe and managing and then being the leader in your domain. That's your environment. Okay? So, believe it. I remember when I first started teaching, there was a young lady who came to my room, and she wasn't my student. She was there for some other reason. I think some teacher was busy that day, and she had to come to my classroom. She said something. I said something back, and I felt like, being the prior Air Force person I am, I felt like I was too strong on her, right? So I felt bad after that. I really did. So after the bell rang, I looked for that student to apologize to her. I could not find her. And I looked for that student for 3 days, and I could not find her. I could not really, like, I would lose sleep a little bit at night. I couldn't really sleep that well because I felt so bad. And it wasn't like I was extremely rude to her. I didn't say something derogatory or demeaning. I just felt like my attitude was the wrong attitude, right? That kind of, like, it was a tough school. And I felt like I had to always be, like, kind of militaristic. And that didn't do any good in my class. So what I had to realize is that I had to get to the point where I had to decrease, right? And I had to let the power increase, right? So it was almost like I had to give the power back to the students. And that was a game changer for me. It was. So they would come in. They would have a negative attitude. And I was like, you know what? I changed my entire tone. I would say, you know what? You came in buck wild today, but you can do it. I believe in you. I believe in you because guess what? When I was your age, I hated school. I hated school. My mother did what she could, but nobody was at home to really help me with my homework. So I wasn't a good student. I got mostly C's and D's. I hated high school. I wanted to drop out. I used to lay at night and think about the ways I could drop out of high school. And the reason I didn't is because we had this small little newspaper in our hometown. And I would go through that newspaper every night and think about and look at the jobs. And every last one of those jobs needed a diploma or a degree. That's the only reason I graduated. And my mother would have been devastated. So guess what? I know the struggle of being a student. All right? So what I had to start doing was encouraging my students with patience. And I had to change my tone. And when I did that, the write-ups decreased to zero. My class was self-sustaining. The students were able to run the class themselves. And it was an energetic, respectful environment. So I had to change. So what I'm telling you is that you don't have to leave every day drained, discouraged, ready to quit your job because your class is chaotic. You can manage your classroom. You really can. Do you believe it?
Right.
I'm telling you, you can. You really can.
Thank you.